Let's take a look now at some news from the world of sports. We'll start with Major League Baseball, a comeback for the Boston Red Sox, a collapse for the New York Yankees. Those were the storylines playing out around the same time last night against different opponents, and the result could just mark the moment when the Red Sox pulled away from their ancient rivals to lay claim to the American League East title. Now, that may be going a bit far, given the calendar date and past incidents of Red Sox teams blowing big leads with a month to go in the regular season. But what looked initially like a night that would finish with the Yankees closing the gap to just 6.5 games turned quickly instead into a 2-game swing the other way. Boston now 8.5 in front of the Yankees after late-inning dramatics in Chicago and New York. On the south side of Chicago, the White Sox held a 4-0 lead over their Crimson Hose counterparts, but Boston rallied for 4 runs in the 7th inning to tie it. The big blow, a Mookie Betts 2-run blast to left field, his 29th home run of the season. And the Red Sox did not stop there, tacking on 5 more runs in the top of the 9th with Jackie Bradley Jr. showing a great late-season resurgence at the plate. He hit the go-ahead single, and a 3-run opposite field bomb by J.D. Martinez, his 39th home run of the year, propelled the Red Sox to a 9-4 win in which they scored 9 unanswered runs to come back from that 4-0 hole. Meanwhile, in the Bronx, the Yankees held a 7-5 lead over the Detroit Tigers going into the top of the 9th inning. And even without closer Aroldis Chapman unavailable due to injury, they still had one of the league's best relievers in Dellin Betances on the mound to close things out. Except that he didn't. With one man on, Victor Martinez hit his 2nd home run of the game. It was a contest that saw 8 balls leave the park in total. Martinez laced a line drive into the right field seats, about 315 feet line drive, a hit that probably would not have gone out in any other ballpark besides Yankee Stadium, but the short porch giveth and the short porch taketh away. Martinez is retiring at the end of this year, and with that home run, will do so as the Tigers' all-time leader in runs batted in for a switch hitter. So the game was tied at 7, but only briefly, because the very next batter, Nico Goodrum, also blasted a shot off Betances into the right field stands, and the Yankees could not rally in the bottom of the 9th, suffering an improbable 8-7 loss. Part of that improbability is the fact that Betances had never given up 2 home runs in the same game in his career, much less back-to-back dingers, and the Yankee boo-birds at the stadium made sure that he knew it. Now, the Yankees are reportedly getting some help, with slugging outfielder Aaron Judge still recovering from a broken wrist. The New York Post is reporting that the Yankees are about to close a deal, claiming San Francisco Giants and former Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Andrew McCutchen off waivers in exchange for 2 minor leaguers. McCutchen is not quite the force he was when he was an all-star with Pittsburgh. He's hitting .255 with 15 homers, 55 runs batted in, and 13 stolen bases this season. But he is a solid veteran, and he will likely thrive at Yankee Stadium. It's pretty good insurance for the Yankees should the Judge injury linger into September. And the Yankees are still pretty much a lock for the playoffs. 4.5 games in front of the surging Oakland A's for the first available wild card spot, with Seattle 4.5 behind Oakland. But the Yankees would love to avoid the 1-game winner-take-all wild card playoff that they would have to play against the A's should the Red Sox win the AL East and the wild card standings remain as they are now. The Mets and Blue Jays were off yesterday, but elsewhere around the league, there were some big games for other teams struggling to get into the playoffs. The Colorado Rockies are one of those teams, trailing the Arizona Diamondbacks by just 1.5 games for the lead in the National League West. And last night, they lost a gut-wrencher to the San Diego Padres when Franmil Reyes hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 13th for a 3-2 Padres victory. That race for the division title is big because in the National League wildcard battle, the Rockies and Dodgers both trail the St. Louis Cardinals and Milwaukee Brewers for the 2 wildcard berths that are available. The Dodgers are 2 games off the pace behind Arizona for that division title. In the New York Penn League, the Vermont Lake Monsters were held to just 3 hits, and the Staten Island Yankees blew open a close 1-0 game with 5 runs in the 8th inning to blank Vermont 6-0 in New York. Now, it's already been a really bizarre tournament at the U.S. Open, with the ridiculous penalty issued against a female player for changing her shirt on the court because it was on backwards. And yesterday, more weirdness occurred when the umpire overseeing the match between Nick Kyrgios and Pierre-Hugues Herbiet consoled and encouraged Kyrgios to play better after he went down by 1 set and then 3-0 in the 2nd set. Kyrgios has built a reputation for throwing in the towel when getting down in matches, and there is a USTA rule that says players are required to put forth their best efforts and not to tank matches on purpose. But never before has a chair umpire seemingly encouraged one player directly. He really got down there and talked into Kyrgios' ear. It seemed to work. Kyrgios rallied to win the match in four sets. Other players reacted with disdain for that move, as did social media. Twitter pretty much blew up with that one. In any event, the big match to watch for today is the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus, taking each other on in round three in the women's singles. Elsewhere, the St. Michael's Purple Knights men's soccer team played their season opener in New York against Queens College yesterday. They fell 3-1. Freshman Kenny Cesar, native of Port-au-Prince, Haiti, scored his first collegiate goal for St. Mike's on a header. They tied the game at 1 in the 27th minute, but two second-half goals by Pedro Lamar gave Queens College that victory.